From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Robert Jeffestuhl is our guest. He'll be riding shotgun with us for one segment with Webster Griffin Tartley coming up, looking at this false flag event and what it signifies. Undoubtedly, this was either staged or the government has a crystal ball, because they have been telling police the terror attacks are coming, it's going to happen. And then in every case, we research these events and they're provocateured or completely staged. Right wing, Muslim, it doesn't matter. And this case just reeks of staged, with the treatise and the guy all dressed up, all of it, every stereotype he goes after, designed to demonize people that don't like world government and don't like losing their national sovereignty and their cultures. Now, Robert, a survivor of the attacks, narrowly survived the bombing. We're very glad this listener did survive, and we're very sad for the others. Short segment left here, but other points you'd like to make?
Well, I could take some. Have you had anything about the manifesto? Because the media have reported on a 1,500-page manifesto called 2083, describing ideology and referring to and quoting philosophers, who refers to himself as a Templar starting a crusade against Muslims in Europe. He describes small things like what to wear, the needed equipment to do organize a terror event. And he says the world population needs to be reduced to 2.5 billion within the year 2083. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, is also copied in his text. Only a few paragraphs are changed. I guess it was leftists are changed with modern Marxists or something like that. The manifest is written in good English language, and they say it was published from London. I find it strange considering how he's reportedly uneducated. I mean, later analysis said that the whole thing is a copy and paste document, except the last part where that's sort of a diary of his progress and work the last 9 years towards this event. it seems like a script to make.
No, exactly. Role. You've got the script. You've got the glamour photos. You've got it all tailored. The classic MO of a mind-controlled patsy who's only part of the event. You've got all the witnesses saying multiple shooters, not just one, but now they're talking about two, three, maybe even four other men dressed as policemen at the bombing. All of this starting to come out, and you see the clash of civilizations. The globalists want to play Christians and Muslims, Westerners in the East, off against each other, while the government opens the borders up to allow the clash to happen, then it plays the part of the arbiter. But just like the West created Al-Qaeda in 79, this manifesto will now generate real copycats who will take up the crusade or jihad. And so the government and the social engineers won't even have to provocateur some of this. It will create a whole new movement by the attention it's getting. Do you see the genius of the globalists, how they set things in motion?
Yeah, I mean, it follows the perfect script. There's a few things diluting, nothing original. It's just that they're following what's been done before and taking points of what was successful and just, you know, making this event as it was scripted as a movie.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But there's a weakness in that stratagem. Those of us that study these people see them do the exact same thing. The drills being run in the days before. The multiple gunmen or attackers. The pre-scripting running up to it. The media hype. We'll be right back with the survivor of the Oslo bombing and the globalist terror attack with Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with...
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is a big deal. I could analyze the media brainwashing and predict massive stage terror attacks starting in Europe, moving into the United States and North America, off of mainstream media pre-programming in the last 6 months or so. And I've been saying they're going to stage these events. The day before, I said the attack is imminent within days or weeks. We played that clip earlier. So the day before, I was able to look at the pre-programming and how they get all their people lined up ahead of time, because government's compartmentalized. Media's compartmentalized. 99% of people in government are not involved in these criminal activities. But when you get into black ops, CIA, you name it, they are. That's why Dr. Steve Pachinik, who wrote the book for the CIA on black ops, former deputy head of the State Department, will be joining us tomorrow. Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley is waiting in the wings right now. He'll be with us for at least two or three segments. We'll also take calls in the last two segments. The phones are now open on this live Sunday transmission, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If you'd like to join us, that's a different number than the weekday number, because we run this Sunday show completely out of my studio, 877-789-ALEX, on government-sponsored terror. And did I call it or did I not call it? And if you disagree with me, fine. You think this guy acted alone? Great. The witnesses all say multiple shooters. The witnesses say drills, now confirmed. All the same earmarks of a staged event. The glamour shots of him and his regalia. The fact they're trying to launch a clash of civilizations that the Pentagon and others have wanted between Christians and Muslims, so the government can play the part of the arbiter, the referee. All of this is incredibly transparent when you're awake and aware. If you're halfway paying attention, well, then it's a different story. And there's a lot of big national media coverage, Fox News, Breitbart, the Daily Mail. They're all reporting on our reportage of this and our prediction Thursday that they were going to roll out that white Al-Qaeda is now the threat, white Christian terrorist, gun owners, libertarians, military, former military. And so folks are giving us our due right now, and our stories are being carried. Folks are really realizing how serious this is, that the global oligarchs are getting ready to use the police state that they sold in the name of going after Muslims, which was more politically popular, is now going to be flipped on the very people that don't want world government. But here's the National Post, the big paper of Canada. Already the Norway conspiracy theories have begun. Well, that didn't take long. Less than 24 hours after Norway killings, Alex Jones massively surfed InfoWars site. They got something right. Already is fronting with the theory that the tragedy was all part of a conspiracy by European elites to deflect populist disgust and bailouts. Yes, by Friday afternoon, Kurt Nemo did write, and he does quote in the paper, three big paragraphs for our article, that this would be meant to energize a clash of civilizations, Christendom against Islam, and be used as a pretext, comparing it to the McVeigh attacks, which they now have done. Oh, we're conspiracy theorists because we had total precision. And that we're questioning an elite who's been caught lying 99% of the time and staging all sorts of terror attacks and fake WMDs. So I wanted to have Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley have any questions or comments, and we'll come back with just Dr. Tarpley for our guest, Robert Jeppestuhl, who was walking towards the blast when it happened. He's in Norway, was blown back by it. And day one, he said a lot of folks in Norway do not think the official story is true. He told us about the drills before it was even in the news. Dr. Tarpley, any questions for our guest before we let him go?
Well, the two things that I think would be interesting to know more about, how about the explosions that went off in Oslo on Tuesday to Wednesday, according to what I'm reading in the Often Post, and that would be one. Did you hear any of those?
No, there were drills. We've been reporting on that since Friday,
yeah, precisely.
Yes.
Precisely, but they were actual explosions that people heard.
Yeah, we have video of it on Infowars.com.
The drills were not announced, but people found out, according to what I've read at least, people found out about the drills through the explosion. So did you hear any of those? Secondly, what's the story, what did the Norwegian media say about the second shooter on the island? Because this is the other big thing.
Well, firstly, I did not hear about the incident on Wednesday. I don't know what this is, but I'm not surprised, but I don't know where that comes from. I guess
Often Post.
Tarpley, we have articles on InfoWars.
Yeah,
Friday.
I want to hear the direct eyewitness.
I'm saying we have the explosions coming out of the building with men in black uniforms rappelling down. Yes, that did happen. I can confirm.
Yeah. What do people know over there? What's the word on the street?
As I said, I don't know of this incident. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't read Often Post. It's a big newspaper, but I don't read it. None of the other big newspapers reported on it, I guess.
Let me just answer the question since Tarpley asked it and you're not aware. A, CNN is now reporting that they are looking at a second shooter, and, quote, CNN and RT are reporting Norwegian special forces today raided and arrested who they believe may be an accomplice and a second shooter. And yes, there were drills 2 days before and the day before. And we have video, Webster, of the men in black uniforms rappelling down in the same area of the city, blowing the windows out with explosions in the drill. So, Webster, what does that mean to you?
Well, as soon as you have two people, that's a conspiracy under anybody's definition. So the people who are upset about conspiracy, I'm afraid, will have to go to the showers at that point. And of course, the really big thing is the drill. You can easily imagine, since we know that there was a very ambitious U.S. program, this CIMAS, S-I-M-A-S, to penetrate, to recruit a network basically of intelligence assets among retired policemen of Norway, you could easily imagine the bootlegging of a real bomb in among the practice bombs, although those were also real up to a point. You could bootleg in the real bomb with the practice bombs, get that through the security screens, and get that very close to the Prime Minister's office. Let me just ask your contact there in Norway. We understand that the explosions went off near the Opera House. What is the distance from the Opera House to the Prime Minister's office?
Well, it is not very far. I would guess less than a kilometer. It's
less than a mile.
600-700 meters, I would guess. Let me elaborate on what happened today, because six men were arrested after tips from the interrogations of Breivik, a third apartment he is said to have used. Then soon after, they said the six men were released and checked out immediately. Nothing else was mentioned about this, just that the police had an armed raid of a third building that he allegedly had been using. Also, he bought 6 tons of this fertilizer. They say the bomb was maybe 600-700 kilos, and they only found 3 tons at his barn or farm. So, things are still going on.
Well, it's like Michigan said, you can't have gardens at your house, and this proves it. You could be a terrorist if you have a garden. I mean, you can see the scripting. Evil organic farmer, nationalist, didn't like open borders. Incredible. Well, I want to thank you, Robert, for joining us, and hopefully you can check back in with us throughout the week, and we're going to come back with Webster and get into the technicals of why he says this points towards a false flag and who would be behind it. Key Bono, who stands to gain? Anything else you'd like to add, Robert, from Oslo, Norway?
Well, just the last comment. To my fellow Norwegians and others in Scandinavia, I would ask you or urge you to read writings by Per Aslak Ertevåg. He has written books like Echoes of the Future, The Power Behind the Power, Sleep, My Little Norway, touching on themes like Bilderberg, the political two-party paradigm, fraud in international banking, war as a social necessity, fluoridation of water and poisoning of foods. Like a very good Norwegian author on these points. He has a...
Well, Robert Jeppestuel, we'll have you back on tomorrow to get into your political views because I want to hear them from that Norway perspective.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military gathering manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we've got your calls there lined up. The number to join is 877-789-ALEX. We will get to you in the last few segments here. Webster Tarpley, who's an expert in false flag terror attacks, he's written the book 9/11 Synthetic Terror. Why are drills important? Why are other shooters important? Why does he say that the Norway terror attack is a false flag? That's the headline at Infowars.com. And Tarpley.net, and he details why he's saying this. So on radio, Webster, what's the evidence of it being a false flag, and what does the evidence show who the perpetrators are? Who stands to gain from this?
I would first of all guide people away from this wealth of information that we're now finding out about the Patsy. We should always remember that the views, the politics, the ethnicity, the religious faith, the personal habits of the Patsy are all extremely suspect, because these tend to be manufactured by the intelligence agencies that stand behind this spectacle.
You mean like the passports that fell out of the planes on 9/11 and were found?
Well, or, you know, that Mohammed Atta was a very pious Islamic fundamentalist, except when he went to the discotheque to drink gin and vodka with his girlfriend, who was a lady of the night, and so forth, right? In other words, what's interesting about the profile that's now being manufactured for this character, in other words, his ideology, it points to what you're supposed to conclude from it. I would urge people, don't do that. Rather, look for the inevitable contradictions between the legend, the cover story, the fake artificial profile that you're being sold by the media, contradictions between that and reality. In other words, somewhere, somehow, it's going to pop up that he's nothing of the kind. In other words, he's supposed to be an enthusiast of the European military order and criminal tribunal, of the Knights Templar, and other fantastic stories. We'll have to see what he actually was, right? It usually takes a little while, and it's going to be in sort of marginal news places. He's got a couple of techniques, though. They've taken Cho, the Virginia Tech killer from, April of 2007. Cho was the guy with the great photograph. So in this case, we've got lots of photographs of Breivik. He is on the scale of McVeigh in the magnitude of the killing. And, of course, it's tragic, and I want to stress how tragic.
Yeah, who believes one guy now has 93 dead, a record mass shooting? I mean, this whole thing strains credibility.
Yeah, we remember with Hassan of Fort Hood, there was the question, how could you even kill seven people, I think, at a base where everybody's armed? That
13.
Question then comes up again with the alleged death toll for Breivik. And, of course, that's with a second shooter or, indeed, even more come in. Another thing is the sheer mass of the ideological babbling that he's poured out. Right? There's an online manifesto, the Declaration of European Independence or something like this, and he's got a 1,500-page book, except it turns out that the CIA or whoever it is saved money on this. They recycled large pieces of the Unabomber manifesto that have now showed up unattributed in this book that he's got, the 1,500-page manuscript.
And you've got all these glamour shots, very professionally done, with the shocking death's head uniforms and frogman outfit and Masonic outfits to sell everyone. You've got friends saying, this isn't the guy we know, he must be brainwashed. Now, you need to explain to people, Webster, it came out that the Mumbai and Bali attacks, even Chicago Tribune have had to admit that the CIA ran those, London Guardian, It's come out that 7-7 was staged. I mean, in so many cases, how do they set the patsy up? Do you think he's part of a drill? Is he mentally ill? I mean, is it like the first World Trade Center bombing where they hired two guys on welfare who were borderline mentally retarded? The FBI cooks the bomb, makes the, you know, the cocktail, gives them the detonator. I mean, that was all admitted as well.
Well, let's take a look, and we can look at, first of all, it's the patsy milieu, by definition, is these psychotics, fanatics, mercenaries, double agents, criminal types, drifters, misfits. There's a broad selection there. In this case, we're told that 9 years ago, in 2002, he attended a meeting in London of the European Military Order and Criminal Tribunal of the Knights Templar, London, April 2002, attended by delegates from Norway. He was the Norway delegate, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Greece, Russia, and that these were important leaders of politics and industry and finance, that they were important people. This is a very strange story, and that would obviously have to be looked at, because the other thing is, you look at his father, Jens Breivik, G-E-N-S Breivik.
Breivik, yeah.
Is a former, he was a diplomat in the Norwegian embassy in London and Paris.
And it's another diplomat who's got the underwear bomber son, with the U.S.
Yes.
government getting him on the plane,
right,
on record.
Good. Yeah, very relevant, because it looks like the father is a spook of some kind, and therefore the father...
Well, no kidding. This guy's hanging out at Knights Templar meetings. For those that don't know, they still meet in England. I mean, this is bizarre, Webster. It looks to me like an attempt to have a clash of civilizations, and then government plays the part of the referee against both sides.
It's certainly interesting. We had this case of a German lawyer went to court to try to stop an anti-terror drill that was supposed to occur with the beginning of that Women's World Soccer Championship, the one that the U.S. Lost in the final to Japan, right, just wrapped up. That was about 1 month ago. I think it was June 22nd or June 23rd that we had that terror threat at the Olympic Stadium. So, generally speaking, the time frame is what we thought. However, at the same time, I had thought that it would be something that they would try to pin on Gaddafi because of the killing of members of his family, or they would try to pin it on bin Laden, or, you know, the Al-Qaeda, Zawahiri, whatever that is. But they've chosen something different, and that, I think, is interesting. However, I think for most people, the important thing to know is, first of all, there was a drill right in the center of Oslo, as we've heard. If it's less than a kilometer, that means about half a mile. So half a mile from the place where the bombs were actually going off. Now, these might be practice bombs. They might not be on the same scale as the bomb that actually went off.
No, they blew windows out. We got a video of it from Norwegian TV.
So what we do know is that this would be a perfect way to bootleg the bomb in. You could bootleg the fake bomb in among the real bomb among the fake bombs.
Yeah, explain why drills are so important briefly as we go to break.
Well, because you've got to conduit and bootleg the operation. But how do you bring a bomb into a secure area, which the ministerial quarter, the ministerial neighborhood of central Oslo, I've actually been there, I think once, is fairly secure. So how do you don't just waltz in there with a bomb, especially a larger one? It's going to be more complicated. I haven't seen too many details about the bomb, but the perfect way to get it in is to bring it in under the cover of saying, oh, that's just one of those fake bombs.
Webster, stay there. Stay there. Let's explain how 7-7, 9-11, OKC, there's always a drill, and how that's used. So in case another U.S. agency or other agency finds out what you're doing, you claim it was part of the drill. So it also protects you at that level. We'll be right back. Your call's coming up.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants.
Well, he gets it.
Well, he gets it.
Okay, Scott, Frank, Robert, Beth, Ronnie, Dana, Brad, Mark, Don, Sean, everybody, we're going to get to you. And, you know, there's so many points I want to make. I'm chomping at the bit, but I want to get Webster's view on this as well. You know, when you've been studying this, out of the gates, you learn the smell, the M.O. of a patsy, of a staged event. And, you know, Webster said he was looking for a staged event against Gaddafi, and that may still happen. But I saw massive hype in the last few months saying white Al-Qaeda, people that don't like the New World Order, people that don't want banker bailouts, the right-wing Christians, the Tea Party people, they're going to attack because the system wants to demonize those folks. And I called it. And we have the videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where I break that down. We also have the video from local newscast of the drill. It's actually about a day and a half before, with them blowing out the windows and explosions. And I actually gave Jaron the Norwegian news article later. We'll be able to type that in and put it up on screen and show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're not just a radio show. We're also simulcasting online the still shot of the men in black uniforms testing bombs out less than a kilometer away from where this place actually got hit. I've also checked. It was not known that the prime minister would be at that island. Now, for some reason, he got a warning and didn't go. But, I mean, this guy clearly had intelligence connections. And so that alone right there, I mean, it's like the bin Laden video. I said, that's fake. And then it later came out it was fake video, CGI. And then the bin Laden killing. I said, that's fake. Obama's not watching the killing in the Situation Room. That photo's clearly staged. Came out later it was staged. I mean, the point is, these people are creating a false narrative. Webster, finishing up with why drills are important. And then, who stands to gain from this? I mean, from just preliminary look at this, who stands to gain from pulling this off in Norway?
Well, the drills, I guess I think we've covered it, right? If you're going to have such an event, you need to use government resources to some degree, but you've got to be able to conduit and bootleg that use through a bureaucracy where some people are not with you, some people are against you, or other people you don't know, and they're going to blackmail you later on. So you've got to have some kind of a cover story for what you're doing. If you're going to take a bomb close to the prime minister's office, you've got to say, that's none of your business, that's covered by Operation So-and-So, which is a sanctioned drill, and look, we're setting off these concussion grenades in this building like half a mile away, and this is somehow part of that. So that's that. I think in that case that this is how it's done. Now, in terms of the why, there are basically two things. One is general, and the other, I think, is specific. Generally speaking, Norway has this independent foreign policy, unlike most of the NATO states. You recall that in 1994, they sponsored the secret talks between the Palestinians, Yasser Arafat, and Yitzhak Rabin of Israel, which led to the Oslo Peace Accords, which then led to the assassination of Rabin, pretty much by the forces that are now controlling Israel. The sort of the Netanyahu faction, generally speaking, has been the one that benefited from the death of Rabin. More recently now, given the push for the recognition of the Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly in September, the Norwegians have pre-announced that they will support and indeed they will recognize the Palestinian state. So all of this is important. And there are also things like, you know, will various Norwegian interests divest their interest in certain Israeli wealth funds and things like this, investments? Will they do more or less what was done to South Africa back in the 1980s and 90s? So this is the background. Now, specifically, if you want to be pro-Arab today, you can't be bombing Libya. And the story with that is the prime minister is Stoltenberg. The government is a coalition of the Labour Party, which is sort of a moderate social democratic operation, the Left Socialist Party, which is slightly more radical, and the Centre Party. It's an unusual coalition for Norway, as I understand it. So what happened was, when the question of bombing Libya came up, the foreign minister, his name is Stora, S-T-O with a line through it, R-E, he had warned Obama and others, Sarkozy, don't start bombing Libya. Don't go for this no-fly zone. It's better not to become involved. However, Norway, under tremendous pressure, caved in and said, we will now go along and bomb Libya for 3 months. And they did bomb. They sent six airplanes, and it's estimated that the six airplanes from Norway, as I think I reported on your program the day before this all happened, the six planes from Norway were 10% of the entire effort. So 10% is significant. This actually means something, and this is, you know, right now today. So they're pulling back. As of July, they had gone from six to four planes, and August 1st, unless something changes, and we should watch to see whether it does, no planes at all. So Norway drops out. Now, that would be the first NATO state to drop out of this coalition in quite that high profile.
Yeah, but what does a crazy right-wing attack, killing 93 at the island and 7 with a bombing. I mean, I guess that was targeting the prime minister, so I guess that's a message.
Absolutely. Look at the bomb targets the prime minister's office and other government
offices. That way the bankers get to demonize the anti-banker faction of the libertarian right wing worldwide, while also menacing the prime minister, saying next time we can get you and blame it on whoever we want.
We should also distinguish, if you're operating at the level of the elite, I think, can see very well. This is a warning from NATO to Norway. Stop fucking NATO. It's a warning to the Netherlands. The Netherlands, on the same day that Norway said we're dropping out, the Netherlands said we're partially dropping out. We have 6 planes too, the Dutch, but we're not going to bomb anything.
Even though that sounds small, it sends a moral message. And Webster expanding on that. Let's go to Operation Gladio.
Yeah, but wait. It's very important because this whole effort with Libya is so feeble. It's so weak logistically. If Norway is 10% and the Netherlands are 10%, the U.S. has also been bashing Denmark. Denmark and Norway have been under heavy diplomatic
We're not attack. Committing enough. Robert Gates has attacked them. No, I get that. But listen to what I'm going to say because I want your take on this. We're going to let you go and go to calls, and we'll have to have you back up, obviously, in the next few days, Webster, probably tomorrow, because we want to get your expertise on this. But looking at this, history repeats itself. The stay-behind networks, the NATO secret armies, Gladio, for those that don't know, declassified in Germany and Italy in the last 20 years. Italian prime ministers and presidents have gone public. The CIA with NATO and the Italian government and others would blow up school buses, trains, target kids as their favorite because it pulls on heartstrings. Every time countries would not contribute enough to NATO, they would just blow stuff up and then say that foreign opposition had done it. That's declassified. So this is a classic NATO-type Gladio where they just have any right-wing, left-wing. You know, they did it all under Gladio. Blow up some stuff, try to kill some presidents, kidnap an Italian president. You know, we had a NATO involved with that in the Red Brigades. So am I right in saying this has a total Gladio smell?
Yes, and I think the Gladio specifically is this SIMAS. November of last year, an Oslo television station came out with a report that the United States directly had been, without permission from the Norwegian government, recruiting a network of retired cops, including the 71-year-old ex-head of the Oslo Police Anti-Terror Division was part of it. So these were SDUs. And I'm afraid I've got the acronym.
So this is a security coup. They stage the event. Now they get to come in and say, let us take over society. And then the security branch is run by the same banks that run the United States.
Right. And the difference is at the elite level, the prime minister of Norway, his camp was bombed, right? That's the Labour Party youth camp that was shot up. His office is bombed. He knows what it is. And the foreign minister knows what the real cause is. But the masses are supposed to react to this fake profile that this guy is the right-wing Christian crusader, Templar, whatever this is, which is all fake. It's all artificial.
And it's designed to have people bite onto it because it's so flowery and ridiculous with glamour shots. Webster Tarpley, thank you so much for joining us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PRE. PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I won't have time to get into this now because I want to take a bunch of your calls. We'll take more calls than just one segment tomorrow on the weekday broadcast. But Norwegian and other European papers are reporting that he was involved with the modern Knights Templar. Now they're planning terror attacks against Muslim lovers, basically. And to use one of their terms, in the United States as well. So, I mean, the globalists have really gotten a little obvious. The Knights Templars, their Illuminati group, now it's fighting the Muslims when the government's actually opening the borders wide up. I mean, this is why Al-Qaeda. This is how the government's going to have an excuse to shut down free speech, the internet, track people, chilling effect, shut down the Tea Party. It's not going to work. And it's as phony as a $3 bill. It's as phony as Rick Perry being a conservative when he was Al Gore's chief of staff for president in Texas, if you look it up. Let's go to Scott in Oklahoma, Frank, Robert, Beth, and many others. Thanks for holding, guys. Scott in Oklahoma, go ahead. We got to move quick.
Alex, thank you for your spot-on analysis, and thank you to Webster G. Tarpley, a.k.a. The Brain. This does appear to be more than NATO, but mainly CIA, DHS, and Mossad. The drills and the level of sophistication of the bomb make me curious as to why the terrorists chose a national holiday. How much of a hand do you believe that the CIA and Mossad have played?
Well, I mean, I know that UPI, Jerusalem Post, just search Israel founded Hamas. Israel runs, quote, fake al-Qaeda. I mean, that's Israeli newspapers are saying that. They created Hamas to be a counterbalance to Hezbollah. And I know the CIA has been caught staging countless terror attacks on record. And so the point is, if we have governments and agencies that stand to gain in wars and police state and weapons contracts and surveillance contracts from terror, if they don't have terror, they're out of business. So, yes, this thing stinks to high heaven. And the system wants to go after the Tea Party, the real Tea Party, not the Republicanoid one. So I appreciate your call, Scott. Good points. Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You know, this whole thing is, you could see it coming. The international diabolical bankers, they know they're in trouble with all of this TARP, the trillions upon tens of trillions, and it's not going to bail them out of their hundreds of trillions of dollars of these worthless bonds that they put out there.
And so now they're trying to get the Muslims and Christians to start killing each other.
They need a war, Alex, and if you recall, the mysterious thing was when they were taking out Mubarak. Kissinger comes on and he states, this is just the beginning of a series of events. Then it was about 2 or 3 weeks after that, they go after Gaddafi that was a non-belligerent. And the reason...
Exactly. No. And now this guy puts a manifesto out being read by millions of people, you know, that's very professionally produced, meant to invoke Europeans, whites, Christians to wage war against Muslims to get the fight going as a political diversion. Sorry. I mean, it's just like CIA connected groups published the Mohammed with a bomb on his head things to get riots going. I mean, this is the oldest distraction in the book. And there's going to be copycats that carry out attacks that aren't government from this. You better believe it.
Well, the scary thing is that right now they're talking about going against Iran. And I think they need a war to take the pressure off them, because people are looking at the international bankers, this diabolical elite. And the only thing I can figure that they might have gone after Gaddafi was because he was trying to start the North African Union of Nations. And remember, Kissinger came out with that State Department number 200 that was targeting places like Africa for the genocide of third world.
No, he said we can't let them develop. We got to get wars going between them to reduce their population. Absolutely. Gaddafi was coming out with an African currency, and that wasn't about to be put up with.
That's the same thing that they took the Shah of Iran out for. He wouldn't take the American dollar.
Absolutely, Frank. I appreciate your call. Great points. Wish I could talk to you for 10 hours. Robert in California. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, yeah, just the whole thing makes me think back to 9/11. I remember, you know, Bush, you know, had just been selected, and I was just naively thinking, well, he's a lame duck. You know, he's not going to be super aggressive, and I was really surprised that he...
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories that question who really carried out 9/11. Remember that 2 days after 9/11, he said, don't question who did this?
Right, but my point is like, I knew that day it was a false flag. Like, my landlord woke me up, and, you know, we turned on the, you know, he showed me the TV, and it's like a plane hit the building, and I was just waking up. I didn't know what was going on. When the second plane hit, we just looked at each other, and we're like, this is Bush, you know. We know that it's a false flag. We know about false flags, right? So you're anticipating it, you know, ahead of time.
Exactly, and I don't know if you listen to the show often, but have I not been screaming bloody murder that they're running a public script that... Now the white Christians are going to attack? I mean, who really believes this? I mean, come on. One guy killed 93 people?
It's like, you don't have to wonder, is it a PSYOP? If it's being presented to you, it's a PSYOP. That's, you know, I mean, people need to wake up that everything is a PSYOP. I mean, everything you experienced in public school, like Charlotte Iserby was saying on your program, is a PSYOP. I mean, everything you experienced in school is a PSYOP until people realize that.
Well, I agree. Even if something isn't a PSYOP to begin with, they will spin it that direction. Like the White House chief of staff said, he said, you know, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They certainly do that. Beth in Texas. Beth, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. You talked just briefly the other day about how after this Norway attack that the next attacks would be probably in the States. And you specifically, you really didn't go into it, but you just mentioned Austin and Dallas, and being that I'm in Austin also, I was just curious what why you specifically mentioned Texas as being a high possibility for one of
the Council on Foreign Relations likes to brag. They'll publicly admit they're going to stage a terror attack with almost no veil of denial. You can just look up Gary Hart, Hart-Rubin Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Steering Committee, and he wrote a letter to Iran saying, we staged Gulf of Tonkin, we staged these other events, the main, you better back off. We'll stage something and attack you. And the CFR, same guys said Dallas, Cleveland, Denver, one other. And then another report, they said Austin. And they want to hit Austin because this is now the capital of resistance. I mean, there's more. Everybody's moving here because I was here first, and people somehow think geographically, and plus it's a great place to live, that this is where the resistance is. And so due to people's error believing it was because I was here, it now has become the center of the resistance. Let me tell you something. I went out yesterday to the mall and the restaurants and was mobbed everywhere. My wife was like, this is getting scary. I mean, everywhere. I mean, I'm not talking about walking down the street. A few folks talked to me. I mean, I had groups of people around me everywhere, and I'm just one person. And so that's an illustration of how many people are awake. So they would love, I mean, I'm telling you, you put all the pieces together, the establishment would love to hit Austin so they can really bring in some police state loving and try to scare folks into submission, Beth.
Hello?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, but you've still got a much better chance being killed in a car wreck in Austin than you do being killed by a terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. And also the other thing is I think Texas is known. It's one of the two states that you can actually homeschool your children in without a lot of government interference.
Exactly. Texas is leading the way resisting tyranny. It's like Oklahoma was leading the way against Clinton. They had a 10th Amendment resolution to nullify Clinton's activity, so they, you know, hit him with Oklahoma City. And, folks, I could spend 5 hours just on OKC. I'm not just saying that was an inside job. Watch my film for free online, Road to Tyranny, and we have the local newscast and everything with the admissions, the police talking about it, the bombs being removed, Southern Poverty Law Center running Elohim City. I mean, really chilling, hardcore stuff. Thank you so much, Beth. You know, those were great calls, and I've got like 10 other callers to get to, and I don't think I'll be able to. Real quick, Chris in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Only got about a minute.
All right. Well, I was reading on Al Jazeera today, and I found an interesting article. The title is Nationalists Pose Bigger Threat Than Al-Qaeda. Contrary to popular belief, most terrorist attacks in Europe are the work of extremist nationalists.
Yeah, I'm glad you raised that. The Arab press is going nuts because they're mainly British intel run, blaming Christians, really using this right now, saying, yes, the Christians are the devils, lock them up. I did see that article. It is just an orgy of disinformation.
Yeah, tell me about it. Like, talks about a lot of, quote, nationalist terror plots in the U.K., there's Robert Cottage, Nathan Worrell, and, of course, Timothy McVeigh himself comes up a lot in this article.
Oh, yeah. No, they are hyping. Get ready. The white Al-Qaeda is going to attack. Give all your rights up. Trust no one. But don't worry. Right on time at Walmart, the telescreens are going in saying only trust government. See, government wants us all fighting with each other, all at each other's throats. You know, the new Homeland Security video said white Al-Qaeda is going to get you. Are they talking on cell phones? Are they writing on paper? Do they have vans? Are they white? Look out, they're going to get you. Only Obama will save you. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Infowars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.